and let that light go down, put your kind of screen. He'll hit that screen. Next morning, you get that tub half full of these little old black bugs. I don't know what to call them. They're about, they're big as the end of your thumb, some of them about like a thing. They're black. Mm-hmm. They'll eat every oak leaf off of the tree.
What kind of bug will eat holes in your wool clothes?
They call them moths. Moths.
They call that a what?
A moth.
Uh-huh.
Moths, whatever you call them. They got camphor gum. Some smell like camphor gum to put around in your trunk, in your closet where you hang your clothes, and that keep running them out.
What's the kind of a bug that you might see it around a lake or a creek? It's a real delicate kind of thing. It's got two pairs of real shiny wings and it's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
We call them mosquito hawks. They're around here. They're about that long, little bitty thing, thin wing. We call them mosquito hawks. I don't know what they.
Did you ever hear them called dragonfly or snake doctor or snake feeder?
There's some flowers they're called. Yeah, there's a little old fly around here. Just he looked like one of them mosquito hawk, but he black wing. They call them mosquito hawk, snake doctors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's plenty of them around these branches here.
What's the kind of an insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard them called a hopper grass?
Now, there's a half a dozen kinds. There's a little old green grasshopper, and there's a big old striped grasshopper. And he's the one the people cut up about eating your grass up. Eat the corn up and stuff in Texas. There's plenty of them. Yeah, they're great big things.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken won't eat them. Don't nothing eat them. There's some of them out on that tree. Now, that's a million of them. You see a little bitty fellas, and they grow up, and the big one, when he spreads his wings up, they're red all on there.
Hmm.
And they got a little old black thing, they call them crickets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's not a grasshopper, he's a cricket. There's five or six different sizes and colors of them grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
There's a green grasshopper, and there's a striped looking one, there's a little old brown one.
Say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the corner, in the ceiling, you might find a
spider.
Uh-huh. What would the spider build?
He'd build a web.
Uh-huh. What would you call it outside across a bush?
Well, outside of a bush.
Now, out something like that the spider built across a bush, maybe. You call
that? Well,
that
calls a spider web. Now, I've seen them build them, cross them, build them around like a moon and circle in there, and he'd set off. That's to catch flies,
mm-hmm.
bugs, insects. I sit and saw, watch some flies fly, and he'd run to them, get them, and kill them back somewhere down where he'd go down, eat them. They set them things, they put them little round webs. I sit and watch them make them either, make little guide rope, little lines from hang them in the bushes. And then he'd work in there and lay them out, and throw a mosquito fly or something come through. And when he sticks, they run to him and get him.
Do you ever hear of any superstitions about spider webs? Like being able to read anything in it?
No, I never have. About a superstitious about a spider web.